Hello and welcome. This is my second reflective journal for 2018 spring semester here at Emory Henry College. I'm Colin Foley. I am a junior athletic training student, and today we're going to be talking about what challenges do I face as an athletic training student? Do you find it difficult to balance your responsibilities? Who do you turn for help? And what support do you need? So, hope you like it. Enjoy. Hello, everyone. You're probably wondering why in the world would you only play just a little bit of that wonderful song by Journey. But due to time's sake, we're not gonna play the whole thing. But you'll see why I played it. Some challenges that I face as an athletic training student. Since it is an undergrad program and I go to a liberal arts school, you have to take a bunch of different gen ed classes, such as like engaging the liberal arts or some of these other various math courses. When it may sound really nerdy, but I'm just being honest, I really just would love to take AT classes. I really enjoy those classes, and the other classes that are not AT related, I find very boring and not as practical. Yes, I realize they're important in the liberal arts, but sometimes you just check out, so that makes it a little difficult. So another challenge I have, which is more specific to athletic training student, is burnout. Burnout happens anywhere, everywhere, and can happen to anyone. So burnout for me is just the constant drive necessary to stay a good athletic training student, and sometimes that literally gets burnt out. And tying back to that song, the only way to not really suffer from burnout is to not stop believing. Don't stop believing. And that's very important. You have to really know your priorities, your goals, your end game. And once you know that, then you can beat burnout, because you'll see the light at the end of the tunnel and you'll know why you're in it, and hopefully you'll be in it to win it. So we're going to talk about number two. Do you find it difficult to balance your responsibilities? Honestly, if you have a good system, it should not be too difficult. Your responsibilities as a junior, you should be very comfortable with what you're good at and what you need to work on. So I don't really find it too difficult, but some days it's harder than others. So who do you turn to for help? I would say it would definitely be the upperclassmen and those who have already gone through the program. We have a certified athlete trainer here that is a alum. She went through the same process that I did, so she's able to relate and help and really connect with me. And others, I have a mentor, and lucky me, he lives in the next door to me, and we're very, very good friends now. And we hang out together, we study together, we help each other out, and that really helps a lot. There are others in the program that always help, guys on the team that have helped me, just a bunch of people that I've become really good friends with that really helped me in the classroom, out of the classroom, in the clinic, out of the clinic, and even just in regular stuff in life. So that really helps. So that's all I have to talk about. Next week will be the 28th, so stay tuned for that. We'll have a busy week with lots of basketball and two big days full of wrestling. So that will be new. This past week in Clinical Excitement, I had a hectic Monday. Other than that, that was my only day of clinical experience this week. But we had a couple of eye evals, a head eval, a shoulder eval, and a nice old broken nose. So that was real fun. Can't tell you more than that. So, hopefully, I'll make you want to listen next week. See ya.